All right. Today is Daf Lamed Gimel. We are on Daf Lamed Gimel. We are on the third line from the top, Amar Abaya. Abaya says, should have done this long late yesterday, Shema Mina, you see from here, that Hai had Asa Mitzra'a Kosher Hoshana. An Egyptian Hadas is kosher for Hadassim. So Pshita, so why not? What's the other thing? What country they have to come from? No, Mazatema, I would have thought, Hove is Beishem Levi. Since it has an accompanying name, Lo Miskasher, it should not be good. Kamash Malan, it's good. Why should it be not be good? Because it has an accompanying name. It's not called Hadassim, it's called Hadassim from Egypt. So therefore what? Eim HaChanan, maybe it's not good. No. Eight of us, Amar Rahmana. The Torah says eight of us. We call Makom. It doesn't say eight of us, only from Africa, only from Asia. The eight of us, where do you get them from? It doesn't make a difference. It's the Torah says on top, Tema, what was the Hava mean that there should be no good? Mishum Shem Levi? Because it has an accompanying name? Midi Hadas Ksiv Bikra? Does the Torah even say the word Hadassim? The Torah doesn't even say the word Hadassim. So we call them, the Egyptian Hadassim. Oh, that's no good. It has an accompanying name. Torah never even says the word Hadassim. Tosfos says, why would I think they're Osir? Right? Hafilu Hirduf Machshirin. Even Hirduf wanted to say was good. Ilab Mishum Dekziv Derechei Darkanam. If they didn't have thorns on them. Tosfos doesn't answer the question. Well, what do I think they're no good for? Because they called them Egyptian Hadassim. So what? Okay. Toshma Tana Rabbanan. Yavshu Rov Olav. If the majority of the leaves are dried out, kosher, and you have left over three bade olin lachin, three moist, so it's three stems with three leaves come out of each one, that's fine. The top of each and every one. Fine. Next. Nikdam rosho. If the top of the adasim is cut off, it's no good. Nikdam Rosho, it's no good. Tani Allah. Tani Ula Barchinana. Nikdam Rosho. Very complicated Gemara now. Nikdam Rosho. The top is cut off. But Va'olsubo Tamara. But a berry grew in its place. Kosher. That's good. In other words, if you cut it off, it's no good. But if a berry grew there, it's yes good.
A date,
whatever. It's a berry from the Hadassim. If a berry grew there, it's good. Okay? Now, there's a concept in Halacha called Nidche. Once something is Nidche, it can't become un-Nidche. For example, once an animal, it becomes about Karbanos a lot, once an animal is worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, it's not eligible for a Karban. It can never become eligible. It can never undo that ineligibility. So the Gemara is going to wonder now, is the same thing apply over here? Because once I cut off the top of the Hadassim, it's ineligible. It's no good. Now that the berry grew there, how did that make it good now?
Because maybe it's like a mum that healed.
Oh, so is that like that, like a mum that heals? Yeah. So here we go. So Boy Rabbi Yirmiya, Nikdam Rosho be'erev Yontif, I cut off the top on Erev Yontif, I made it ineligible, but also about tomorrow be Yontif. And now a day grew overnight on Yontif. I wake up Sukkot morning, there's a berry there. So now did I reinstate this Hadassim? Yesh dichui etzel mitzvos olo. Do we say this concept that dichui by mitzvos are pushed off, and once they're pushed off, they can never become never become good again.
If that would be the case, the Gemara would not even mention.
Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yesh dichu etzel mitzvos, klomar. Now, heges Torah dichu etzel mitzvos? Does this concept of dichu by mitzvos apply? Kishem shenu heges etzel karbanos? Like it applies by karbanos? Right? De'im nirev in nidches. If it was good, the animal was good animal. Then it got pushed off. Not because of a mum reason. A temporary mum. That's not the same. Well, we're not talking about that. Some other soul. Avodah Zarah. Someone worshipped it. Right? Mishinishchata, and it was shechted, Amarta, Yidche. It's pushed off. Desu lohadr chazi. It can't come back. You can't undo that problem. It's nidche, it's pushed off forever. Hachanami, same thing over here. Hoel v'nidcha mishenikdam. You make by cutting off the top of the tadasim, you've made it ineligible. Sulo hadar, right? It can't come back. Michzi be'aliyas tamara. It doesn't come back because it grew a berry. It doesn't happen. V'hashta lo dayik ben dichui meikara l'nire v'nidche. We're not distinguishing between something that was dichui meikara, it was never good, and something that was good, it was never good, and now it became good, or something that was good became ineligible, and now it became good again. And I'm not making that distinction, says Rashi. V'hai d'nikdam rosh me'erv yontif lo nir mi'olam. If it was cut off from Erev Yontif, it was never good, really. Because Yontif came and it wasn't good. That berry grew overnight. So what? Do we say this concept of Dichui by mitzvos or not? And we're going to spend a lot of time on this.
If you say there is Dichui, then what's the point in saying that the berry grew?
No, that's the question. The question is, if the berry grew, do we say dichui? So, well, we're finished thinking about it. Let's see if you have any questions. So, tivsha lemiha. Let's bring an answer from the following story. Ditnan. There's a mission in Chul that says like this. There's a mitzvah of kisui hadam, which means when you shecht a bird or a chaya, and you shecht and the blood spills, you have to cover the blood. Okay? On the floor. Mitzvah of kisui hadam. Kisuhu. I covered it. Viniz galgala. But somehow the got uncovered. One of the kids came and they uncovered the dam. Pater milachatas. I don't have to cover it again. Why? I covered it. I did my mitzvah. The kids came. Let the kids came. Kisuhu haruach. If the wind did that, if the wind came and blew away whatever I covered it with, chayev lachatos. I have to cover it again. V'amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu.
You never covered it in the first place.
What do you mean?
The wind covered it. You never did that.
I'm sorry. So, Kisuhu, I covered, the first case is, I covered it, and then someone came and uncovered it. Second case is,
The wind covered it,
I still have to cover it. I still have to go, I'm sorry, very good. So, says Lo Shanu, oh, that's true, Ella Shechazar V'Nizgala, if it became exposed. But if it never got exposed, I don't have to cover it. And we asked the question, one second. If it became exposed, why do I have to cover it? Once it got pushed off, it got pushed off. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Once the wind came and undid whatever I did or whatever happened, why do I have to do something now? It's pushed off. If it's not uncovered, I don't have to cover it. So you see from here, in this complicated case, that there's no such thing as dichui by mitzvos. Right? So what do you see from here?
I don't understand this case.
No.
What?
You've already performed the mitzvah.
What is this case? The thing is, once you do an action, you don't have to...
It doesn't become undone.
Correct. But if you never did the action again, no matter what happens, then it can come again.
Correct. So what do you see from here? Ki chazar v'nizgala, if it became uncovered, but I covered it. And then the wind came and uncovered it. I have to cover it again? No. I don't have to. Right? Potter... I'm sorry. Kichazav in his gala. Kichazav in his gala. Amai chayv lachasos. Hovu v'idchi idchi. Right. When the wind covered it by itself. I didn't do anything yet. I'm about to do kisei adam. All of a sudden the wind comes and does kisei adam for me. So X, I don't have to do it. No, you do have to do it. Why? Why don't we say that it's a whole idchi idchi? The mitzvah is done. There's no mitzvah now. What do you want from me? Why do I have to do it? Right? Vomer of Papa, Zoso Meris, you see from here, ain't dichui etzel mitzvos. That there's no such thing as dichui when it comes to mitzvos. I still have to do it, even though it was done. So it's a little bit of a funny braya, Right?
The one that comes to me is, let's say your silver beta has been stolen.
Yeah.
Please recover it eventually and return it to you, and it was stolen by a non-Jew.
Right, so
is that beta nika for kiddush?
No.
Because it could have been used for...
It's not the mitzvah. That's not the kind of mitzvah we're talking about. It's not a mitzvah. There are a few cases we're going to have. We're going to have a few cases of mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. You can make kiddush on a paper cup, too. It's a mitzvah. Here, we're talking about a mitzvah.
Yeah, but that item itself is...
So, what was Rabbi Yirmiyahu's question? Rabbi Yirmiyahu had a question. Is there such a thing as dichei mitzvahs or not? Of course there are not. Of course there... I'm sorry. Of course there's not. You see, from the case of Kisei Adam, there's no dichei when it comes to mitzvahs. Karbonos? Yes. Mitzvahs? No. So adasim? No. Don't dichur comes to adasim. So the fact that you cut it off, it's true, you made the adasim ineligible. Across the top. But a berry grew there. Saved it. It reinstated the lahadasim. You see, by Kisei Adam, it's reinstated. So why shouldn't it be reinstated here too? And Rabbi Yirmiyahu's question is answered. Right? So, Vamar of Papa, Zosa Meres, Ein dichur etzel mitzvahs. So the Rav Papa goofed me by lay. The truth is, Rav Papa, it sounds like Rav Papa made some big statement that we've resolved the issue. No, Rav Papa himself wasn't sure. Mivshel pshitalei, the ein dichui eitzel mitzvos, was Rav Papa saying, yes, I am paskining. There's no such thing as dichui when it comes to mitzvos. Lo shna lakula, no shna lachumra. It doesn't make a difference if it's lakula, right? Which means what? Lakula would mean, I cut off the hadasim, and a berry grew there. Whew! Save my adasim. Lucky me. That's the kula. And lo shna l'chumra, that even though the wind did kisei adam, I still got to do kisei adam myself. That's the chumra. O dilma, or maybe, sefuge mitzapkale. He has a suffix. L'chumra amrinan, l'kula lo amrinan. Is it l'kula, I'm sorry, l'chumra amrinan? L'chumra, I'll say that. To go do kisei adam again, that'll make you do. L'kula lo amrinan. Not going to make a kula out of this. You know, you can use those adasim? And the answer is teku. There's no answer to this question. Lema kitanoi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. Why? Because there's a braisa that says like this. Avar velikton pasul. If somebody, what happened was that you're not allowed to take off the berries on Yontif. Right? What if you did? Avar velikton. You went ahead and you took off all the berries on the Hadassim, on Yontif. Too many berries, you took them off on Yontif. Puzzle. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Barebi Tadok. He says, it's no good. V'chachamim machshirin. The Chacham say, no, it's fine. It's fine. So Rashi says, Avar v'likdon, le'in ve'hadas. Here he calls them anavim, like grapes. That's why I call them berries. The Gemara calls them a tamar, Rashi calls them an anav, an inve. Right, inve hadas, the berries of the Hadassim, Shemiruvin me'olin, they're more than the leaves. Utnan in miyatan kasher. If you took them off, then the berries in hadasim is good. But ve'ein ma'atim biyantif. You're not allowed to do it on yantif mishum shavus because it's a derabanan shedome le'masakin kli. It looks like you're being masakin a kli on yantif u'machshiro, and you're getting it ready to do a mitzvah. You're not allowed to do that. Vim avar v'miyatan pasul kedufarish v'al time of azal. And if you did it on Yontif, it's possible, according to the first mandama, I'll tell you why. We'll explain why. And the Chacham said, it's good. So why is it no? What's going on here? So I did an Aveira. I did an Issa Derabanan of the Masak and the Kli. Fine. So can I use them now, at least? Machlokas.
Why isn't this a perfectly Mitzvah HaBlava Aveira case?
It's a good question. It's a Derabanan, maybe it's not Mitzvah HaBlava Aveira Derabanan. That's a fair question. But anyway, the Kuli Alma, Lul of Ein Tzarech Eged. Everyone holds... That we're trying to say right now. Ein tzarech eged. Lulav does not require eged. Rashi says, V'lo shayach be asiya. And there's no such thing as asiya. In other words, what's he saying, Lulav ein tzarech eged? It's don't tell me, I put my lulav together. And then someone says, but look, we have berries over there. Oh, berries over there. I'm going to take all the berries off. It's not a problem of tasev alom and ha'asui. It's not a problem of that, because lulav ein tzarech eged, it doesn't say anywhere Taseh Lulav anyway. By sukkahs it says, make a sukkah. So you can't do it like in a funny way. You can't build a sukkah, you know, in a backward way. It's Taseh V'lom and Asri. There's no such thing by a Lulav like that. There's no such thing. No such halacha like that. Right? That, the lo shayach be'asiya, the lucky time of the Rebbe Lazar, the puzzle of Mishram Taseh V'lom and Asri. There's no such thing, says Rashi. That's not the reason. V'inami, tzarech eged, and even if he requires eged, afilu hachi, mishum tasev, lo min asoy, lo misal. There's no such psul like that. There's no such psul. Daha b'didei, lo ksif tasev. It never says make a lulav. Never says that. So there's no such psul like that. So then why is the berries talking about, why is it no good? That can't be the reason. So, vim tim tzalom ar tzarech eged, and if you want to tell me that you do have to bind a lulav, it's still not a problem of tasev, lo min asoy, because it doesn't say make a lulav, right? Lo yalfin a lulav misukkah. Diksiv ba tase, v'lomana asui. By sukkahs it does say it. By sukkahs it does say it, which is why by sukkah you have such a halacha. But by lulav there's no such halacha. So what's the reason why if you take off the berries it's no good? What's the reason? What's the reason? Right? My la bakabifli, what are they arguing about? Manda amar, manda pasal, savar, amrinan, yesh dicha yesh yalitzos. When Yontif started, there were too many berries here. Too many berries. It's pushed off. I can't undo that.
No, that's the whole problem is, why do you need to take off the berries in the first place?
Because you're not allowed to have, you're not supposed to have berries.
But technically, we're not allowed to have berries based on the Mishnah that says that we shouldn't have more berries.
Right.
According to the Torah, that's why they keep saying there's no work. There's no, that's not what you're getting a finished product. So if you're taking it off the ground,
right,
that is the finished product.
No, but if it has berries on it, it's ineligible.
1 second, but that's what he's arguing about. That's
no, so the question is, can you take off the berries on Erev Yontif? 1,000%.
No.
Why would you even get here the Tasa B'Limon Asa? Otherwise, the case wouldn't be on Yontif.
The Tasa B'Limon Asa is the fact
you wouldn't be allowed to do
berries.
Okay, there's no Tasa B'Limon Asa by Lulav.
Correct.
No issue. So what's the reason why if you take off the berries and if you can't use that dasam? Go, you did a mitzvah, you did an aver de rabbanon, you made a sacking kli. So when I say, can I use it? Says Rabbi Eliezer, no. Why not? Because it was dichoy. Once it's pushed off, you can't use it. So you wake up in the morning, sukkah's morning, oh my goodness, I forgot to take off the berries. You can't take them off now.
The tasav lamanosu is, do you need to do an action to any of these things in the first place?
Right.
And you're saying now we do have to do an action. The action is we have to take off berries.
No. So
that's the problem.
Why is that different than cutting down schach?
What?
Why is it different than cutting down schach?
If you cut down schach on Yontif, is there any way that you can't use the schach?
But you're not, 1 second.
You did not vary. You cut off schach. Okay, so you'll pay for that. No, let me use the schach already. I cut it off. So is a halacha like that? I don't know. Mukso, putting aside all those other issues. Is that, it's dichoy? So, schach is dichoy? Okay. No such fun, no such halacha.
But if you went to the Mishnah,
yeah,
you say the same thing about the Aravos.
Ain't the Kanami.
We have a mission that says can't use berries on it. Oh, why are we having a problem with that in the first place? We're not supposed to do any action to that lulav bundle,
right,
set in the first place. Yes, I am. I'm doing an action. Taking off. It's not natural.
I'm not 100% sure. What's it?
Natural state is
right.
Berries.
Right.
Okay.
Now, before Yontif starts, can I take off the berries?
The reason why it's going into all this possible and other stuff is,
yeah,
I'm doing an action.
Right.
I'm doing an act. It's not a natural state.
Right.
If a natural state was take a lulav.
Right.
Natural state is taking our rubber.
Right.
So it should not be in our rubber with a berry. No. This is something that's telling us, oh, we have to get rid of the berries. Also,
right.
That means you're doing an action.
Right. Right.
That's the problem that they're
right
having.
And what if you don't take off the berries?
You should be good.
You should. No, so you're not good. It's halacha. You're not good.
1 second. You should be good.
What?
We have another halacha.
That you can't have to take off the.
You can't take off the berries.
Right.
That halacha is telling you we are doing an action to it.
No, but it's not tasav lamanasa. It's not a backwards. Tasav lamanasa means you do something like in a roundabout way that gets you the result.
Tasav lamanasa means I'm doing an action.
No, it's not what it means in action.
We wouldn't have a case now where it was being done on Yontif.
Correct.
What do you give it? Tasav would be applied to
Erev Yontif. Tasav lamanasa.
What is the eged for? Why do you bring an eged into it?
Because some hold as a requirement to have eged.
To do what? What does eged do?
To bind all the three meaning together.
What's the reason?
I don't. A hinder.
No, the eged is the reason that it works together. If you have eged, means you're doing an action.
Correct.
The whole system.
Correct. So he said.
Otherwise, you just make four.
Fine.
Together.
I hear you. But the bottom line is, he didn't remove the berries. So if you didn't remove the berries, the hadassim are ineligible. Can I remove them on Yontif? No. Before Yontif? Yes. So what do you see? Hadassim at dichoy.
So you can't remove the berries, but you do happen to have another set of.
We're going to get to the other set. That's it. We're going to get to that. Uman de machshir. And if you hold, you're allowed to use these hadassim, safar, lo really yesh dichoy etz mitzvahs. There's no dichoy. Use the hadassim. You didn't cut off the berries? Okay, he didn't sign of Eira. Use them. Lo, that's not what they're arguing about. The kuli alma lo amrin on the yesh dichoy etz mitzvahs. No one holds this dichoy. No one holds that. Facha, they're arguing about a whole other story. B'melev lulav misukkah kamiflagi. Do you learn lulav from sukkah? Mar safar yalfina lulav misukkah. So therefore it's no good. Because it's tasav lo manasoy. You can't take off the berries after you've binded it. That you can't do. Because right now I have a bundle of ineligible, and then I'm going to make it eligible after I've already bound it. Can't do that. Just like you can't make a schach, you can't make a sukkah after you put the schach on, and then you can somehow make the walls. Can't do that. Umar suffer loyofin a little bit sukkah. They don't learn that halacha, therefore it's okay. V'boy seem, I'll give you another answer. Each year long lulav tzara cheged, the kuli amal yalfin and lulav misukkah. Everyone holds lulav from sukkah v'hacha, but lulav tzara cheged k'niflagi. They're arguing about a whole other story. Does lulav even require reged? U'beplumtza, d'hani tanoi, d'tanya, lulav bein agad bein she'en agad kasher, v'yuda amir no, agad kasher, she'en agad puzzle. You have to have reged. My time of Yehuda, why? Yalav l'kicha l'kicha me'agud as ezov. It's a gzera shafa, right? K'siv hasa hacha l'kachtem l'chem b'yom arishon u'k'siv hasam. Just over by the Agudas Ezo has been Aguda, so to Lulav over here. So it's a machlokas. Nothing to do with Dichui at all. So that question about Dichui is not resolved. Now, for Rabban and Lesu Lakicha Lakicha, Rabban and Lesu Lakicha Lakicha, they don't learn that Xer Shafa. Man Tanel Hadatan Rabban and Lulav Mitzvah Agude, who said that it's a mitzvah to do Egud, Vimlo Agudo Kosher, and if you don't do it, it's still good. Who said that? Mani, who said that? E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Kilo Agudo, my kasha, why is it good? E Rabbanon, if it's Rabbanon, my mitzvah kavod. What are you doing? What mitzvah are you doing? The Ritva holds, how about this? Lichatchila, you should do Eged. And b'diavad, it's good. If you didn't, why can't you say that? Why can't you say that? Lichatchila, you should do Eged. B'diavad, it's fine. Says the Ritva, an amazing chiddush. He says, there's no such thing as a lechatchila and a bidiyevet when it comes to a mitzvah daraisa. You only have that in mitzvahs derabanan. Mitzvah derabanan, and I should do like this. Okay, if I didn't do it, it's fine. On a daraisa, no such thing. On a daraisa level, I'm supposed to do a little tzara cheged. And if I didn't do eged, it's good enough. No such thing in a daraisa. What?
Can't think of any?
No, that's the mitzvah has a sheet like that throughout Shas. That there's no such thing as a mitzvah bidiyevet on a daraisa level. Last night I was looking up the Mishnah Brura on this topic, and he brings down in the footnote of the Dershif, brings down, everyone argues on him, on the Ritva. How they all argue on the Ritva. So why don't we give that answer? There's a whole other reason we don't give that answer. I didn't understand what he was saying in there. It's a complicated story about Doraisa and how he can be a mitzvah, how he can be Mekayim a mitzvah Doraisa b'diavad. That's not the reason. That's not the answer.
Since it's without chelos.
What?
It would be doing a b'diavad.
Right. So that's only if chelos are available. It's not available.
Let's say it's available.
Right, if it's available. Right, right. Right, so there are a few cases out there. Right. So, lo'olam rabbanon. Really, it's a din de rabbanon. U'mitzvah mishum zek keli van veyu. It's not a daraisa. Lulav tzara cheged. What's the de rabbanon? Zek keli van veyu. How does tying a lulav make it more beautiful? That's a discussion. But it is. Therefore, on a drabbanon, you could have b'lechachila and b'diavad. L'chachila, you should do it with it like that. And if you didn't do it, it's good enough. Okay. What? Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Zekheli van Veyu is a b'drabbanon. What? Yeah. I think it's an asmachta. Right? No, I'm sorry. Lulav does not require eged. Lulav does not require eged. But there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, let's say, of Zekei Levan Veil. So out of hidda reasons, let's assume it's d'oraisa now, out of hidda reasons, it should be pretty. Therefore, tying the lulav is that. So it's a mitzvah to tie a lulav, just it's Zekei Levan Veil.
So if you don't, there's no problem.
What?
So if you don't, there's no problem.
So if you don't do the eged, you're mevatel the mitzvah of Zekei Levan Veil.
Yeah,
but so what?
So
he's still Yotze.
Some say that Hebrew mitzvah is the
Raisa. Right. Some say it's the Raisa.
Some say it's the Raisa.
Okay. Then we said, oh, Shahi, another of Merubin, if you have too many berries, it's puzzle. Amr of Chista, Davos said Rabbeinu Agadol Amru, Rabbeinu Agadol said this great thing, Famokum Ye Ezro, and Hashem should help him, Lo Shanu, this din, that if there's more berries, it's puzzle, El B'makom Echad. It's only if the berries are in one spot on the hadasim. Avol b'shnayim u'shlosh makomos, but if it's in two or three spots, kosher, it's fine. Amalei Rava, what do you mean? Shlayim, that's worse. Shnayim u'shlosh makomos, havi minumar u'pasol. Minumar means it's spotted. That's even worse. Like, how can you say that? It's worse. You're right. not what he meant to say. So you heard it wrong, whatever. Oh, shahayu another merubin male of puzzle. If there's more berries, it's puzzle. Amar Rav Chizda Davar Zera Ben Argal Amruv Amokam Yezro Lo Shal El Anav Shacharos. That's only if they're blackberries. Avol Anav Yirakos. But if they're green berries, Mini Hadas Hu Ukasher. Then it's part of the. If it blends into the Hadas, and that's fine. Amar of Papa Adumos Kishacharos. Red berries are like black ones. Damian, red ones are compared like black ones. Damar of Chanina Hai Dam Shachor. When Onida has black blood, Adam, who it's really red, the Ela Shalaka, but it just got dark. So you see the red and black are the same thing. Same thing with the berries. Fine. Then it said, Imiaton kosher. If you remove the berries, then you make the lulav, they make the hadasim kosher. The matinu emas. Well, when exactly did you remove these berries? Right? You think we got finished with that story of Dichri? No. When exactly did you remove the berries? If you remove the berries before you bound the lulav, sapshita, of course it's good. Ella, rather, lebasil la'agde, right? Rather, you after you bound the lulav, now you took the berries off? After you bound the lulav? Dichumei karahu. But when you bound the lulav, it wasn't a good lulav, because adasim were no good. Tifsho mine, we have an answer now. Dichumei karahu lo havi dichu. Dichumei kara is not a problem. Right? Not a problem. Because so you can do it afterwards. Lo. No. Lo olam, the bus of the agde. Really, it's after you have done eged. The kasavar, eged, hasmana ba'almahu. Eged is just hasmana. Hasmana, how do they translate that in English? Hasmana means like a preparation. In Hebrew, an invitation is called a hasmana. What is hasmana? How do they translate the word hasmana here?
Designation.
It's not really a mitzvah. I'm just getting it ready. Hazmana ba'alma hu? Hazmana ba'alma lav klam hu? Hazmana, it's not a mitzvah. Nothing. Just because I bound it, it doesn't mean I made it into, it doesn't mean that I can't take the berries off. That's not what it means. Rashi says, in the Rashi of Lola Basar Agada, Eged is just hazmana ba'alma. Ein agudaso kriyas shame, lios chal olav shame lulav pasal lidchos. Just because I bound the lulav, that doesn't mean now there's a lulav here, and if I take the berries off, it's dichui. That's not what it means. Hilka chafilu dichui meikara ein kan. There is no dichui here. Ad until sheyikadesh olav hayom. Sukkos has to come. Just because I bound it 2 days before Sukkos, all that means is you're excited. And if you bound it up, it's, oh my goodness, if I got to take the berries off, take the berries off. What is the problem of dichui? No dichui yet. Didn't do anything. The yontif didn't come yet, right? Anchi kaisel vayom v'odenu b'psulo. And it's still when yontif comes, it's still possible. That's a problem. The kibun dematas man mitzvah v'lo chazi lei mikri dichui. When is there a problem? When the time for the mitzvah comes. Now I notice it's better. That's a problem.
Let me ask you a question. Are you allowed to unbind your lulav on yontif?
Yes.
So then, what would be the
question? They allowed to bind it. That's a different story.
But if you could unbind it and then rebind it.
Yeah.
Since it's not,
that's exactly what dichui means. When I bound it, it's ineligible. That's it. It's over. I can't unbind it, take the berries off, and then rebind it. Says the Gemara, that's only true if the yontif didn't start. If the yontif didn't start, what can I mean? It's unbind it, take the berries off, and rebind it. Yontif didn't start, right? Avol bikami haki lav dichuihu. Before yontif, it's not dichui yet. I bound it, okay, because you're early bird. You bound it already. So what? No consequences to that binding. Therefore, unbind it, take the berries off, and rebind it.
Why can't you just pull it up when it's bound?
That's exactly the point, because it's dichui.
So what?
So dichui means it's ineligible. You cannot make it eligible.
When is the time of usage when you make the bracha on it?
Exactly what the Gemara answers.
I made a bracha
here. Right. The fact that you bound it 2 days after Yom Kippur, you're so busy, that's good for you. But then if you realize there are berries there, oh my God, it's ineligible? No, it's not ineligible yet. The mitzvah didn't come yet. Take the berries off. Once the mitzvah comes, and you have the berries there, now I can't take them off. Why? Maybe it's dichui. They're ineligible. I cannot undo that ineligibility. Fine. Then we said, be'in matim yontif. You're not allowed to, what?
I don't understand what the binding actually is.
Because the binding makes it into a finished product. And therefore you can't...
What does the binding look like?
There's a whole discussion about
that.
Yes.
We'll get to it this week. Be'in matim yontif. You can't take off the berries on Yontif. Ha'avar v'litamai. What if you did take off the berries? So we had this already. Kosher. Kosher, it's fine. Now, the ashkar imas. These berries got black. So that's the problem. When did they get black? Ilema the ashkar me esmol. If they got black yesterday, dichume karahu. Well, yesterday got pushed off. So tivshomine dichume karahu lo havidichu. So it's got pushed off. It's not considered pushed off because I can take them off now. Elav the ishkar biyamtiv. No, on yamtiv they turn black. So now I have a problem, right? Nirev v'nidchuhu. It was good when yamtiv started. But then overnight, the berries turn black, which is a problem. Shmamina nirev v'nidche chozev v'nireh. If I have berries that are black, that dasen became ineligible. What did we just say? If you remove the berries, it's okay. You shouldn't have done that. But since you did it, you can use that dasen. So what do you see? Dichui, and I get remove the berries. I've reinstated the dichui. I've reinstated the mitzvah. Nirev v'nidche, v'chozev v'nireh is good. Lo. La'olam the ashkar me'ikara. Really, they were black already yesterday. Dichu me'ikara. And therefore, it was dichu me'ikara. They never were good to begin with. D'lo havi dichu. Dichu me'ikara, d'lo havi dichu, tifshu minei. So that, you can't go. Aval nira v'nidche, v'chozev v'nireh, lo tifshot. But if it was nira, and then not good, then I don't know what to say. In other words, there are two kinds of dichu. Dichu me'ikara. They were always black. Berries, and never was good to begin with. That, we have an answer. If you remove the berries, you've made it good. But what about if it was good, then it became no good, and then I removed the berries? That we don't have an answer for. And we're on to a new topic, right? So the end of the Gemara is, Dichui Meikara is not Dichui. The berries are there all along. I can just remove them. That we have an answer for, right? Nir v'nidche, nir means it was good. Then the berries grew. That's a suffix. That we don't have an answer for. Right? That's what Yirmiyahu's question on Amud Aleph. Right? Is there a dichui a mitzvos or not? Half of it we've answered, half of it we didn't answer. If it's dichui meikara, there's no dichui. If it's nirev v'nidche, then there is dichui. Right? Says Tosfos, there's no answer at all to the Gemara's question. And Tosfos has a new thing. He says, there's no such thing as dichui if you have the power to undichui it. If you have the ability to undichui it, then there's no such thing as dichui. Meaning, I can come and take the berries off. So what dichui is that? So dichui. It never got pushed off. Why? Take the berries off. It may make it good. It's called biyado. If it's in your power to fix it, then go fix it.
Then you would say, Om Yom Tov.
When can't you fix it? If the berry grew by itself. I couldn't fix that. I can't make the berry grow. So I cut off the top of the hadassim. I made it ineligible. Now a berry grew overnight. That we don't have an answer to. Because it wasn't biyado. That's what Tosfos says. If it's biyado, there's no dichui. Go fix it. If it's not biyado, that's where Rabbi Yirmiyahu's suffix was, and we don't have an answer to that suffix at all.
So what would Tosfos say if Yom Tov started already?
If Yom Tov,
you don't have the power to fix it anymore.
You do, so you get an Aveira for it. That's, you could say that. You have the power, you just get an Aveira. Okay. Next. Tanur Rabbanan. Ein mematin b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to take them off on Yom Tov. You're allowed to. But you're fixing a kli on yontif, which is something you're not supposed to do. How on earth can he say you could do it? How can he say that? You were taking them off with the intention of eating them. Besides the fact that the Gemara says somewhere, the Medrash says the Gemara says in Menachos that out of the four minim, two are edible and two are not edible. Which one's edible? That's for sure edible. The Gemara says in Menachos that the lulav is edible, comes from an edible tree. So then if the other two are not eligible, edible, how is adasim berries being eaten by you? So the Beis Yosef answers, they're not. You're going to make a shahakal on them because they're not really berries that are considered edible. You can eat them. They're not going to die. They're not poison. Just not normal. You make a shahakal. But they're edible. So I took off the berries to eat them. I took off the berries to eat them. My intention wasn't to make the hadassim good. My intention was to eat them. The hadassim become good anyway, so it's not a problem. It's a davar she'eino mischavid. I didn't take off the berries with the intention of eating them. Not with the intention of making the good hadassim. So therefore it's good. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Tzavallah Kavua, it sounds like his father, Rebbe Shimon, the Amo says, davar she'eino mischavid mutter. I took off the berries with the intention of eating them. Therefore what? I didn't intend for the hadassah to become good. Therefore, it's not a problem of making a clean yom tov. What's the problem with that answer? Segresha. By taking off the berries, what difference with my kavanah is, automatically, the hadassah become good. My kavanah was to eat them. So what? So what, my kavanah was to eat them? So what? At the end of the day, I have good hadassah now. It happens automatically. It's like I cut off the head of the chicken, but I didn't want it to die. I only wanted it for something else. But it's going to die, so of course it's a sick ratio. And the Gemara gives your answer.
It's not a very good answer on sick ratio.
What? It's a kasha.
It's not a very good kasha.
Why? Yeah. Why not?
Because you're using both of them.
That's exactly what sick ratio is.
No. Here's.
I'm doing action A.
You're using both actions. Using both items on that action.
What do you mean?
I'm eating the berries. I'm not eating the berries.
Yes, but memela, what happens is automatically the hadassim become good. So it's a psikration.
It doesn't sound like this is the way double shayna miskavim works. That you're changing a status.
That's right.
You aren't misakin anything. You changed a status.
Right. It's a halachic tikkun.
It's a halachic tikkun.
Right. It's not a real tikkun. Right. It's a halachic tikkun. So double shayna miskavim means I do act A. And it may or may not result in act B.
Your act B is...
But if act B automatically happens, it's right, a great...
When act B is act only... It's only a halachic tikkun. That's not really
So the Gemara is going to...
Is a derabbanan at best.
So the Gemara is going to give a very difficult answer, a super difficult answer, and Rishonim and Achronim spend a lot of time with this answer. Hacha ma'iskinon de'is lehoshayin achriti. Now you have other hoshanas. I have other hadassim. So when I'm taking the berries off these hadassim, I'm only doing it to the intention of eating them. The good hadassim, I already have good hadassim. How does that answer the question?
Because you don't need the click.
I don't need these hadassim. I already have hadassim. So therefore, it's not a psik ratio.
But can you bundle them on
the counter? Yes, it's a machlokas. He says yes, Chacham say no. But here we think, just because they have another hadassim, it's a very, very complicated gemara here. A lot of Rishonim are very busy here. How did that change anything?
Yeah,
it's still a psik ratio. Exactly.
Isn't it more of a problem? Because if you use those, then isn't there a possibility that the mitzvah say of taking the lulav is still in the mitzvah of doing the
tikkun? It's not at the same time. That's why. It's not at the same time. Let's look at the Mishnah. Tanur Rabbanan. Huter Ogdo Biyantav Ogdo Kagud
Shiyerek. It's not nichol, that's why.
So what? We hold nichol is also a problem. We hold not nichol is also a problem.
I think that's why there's a mechokas.
I understand.
Because you don't need it.
Because I have another hashan. I don't need it.
Another one.
Torah Huter Ogdo Biyantav. If you're going to tie up on Biyantav, Ogdo Kagud Shiyerek. Tie them up like you tie vegetables. Vamai Leinve Meinvav. Why can't you make a bow? And you're not going to be over the issur of tying. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda Amar Inve Kshir Ma'al Yisi. No, he holds the bow is a very good thing. E Rabbi Yehuda Egin Ma'al Yisi Boit, and you have to require a good egin too. Haytana Savolak Kavasek Echado Palak Leib Echado. No, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in that regard. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda in that regard. So therefore, you have to have a guda, but it could be tied with a bow. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow by the Mishnah. Everybody have a very good day.